Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Saturday.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still
South Even Shy singing The Word You Cannot Say, a poem I wrote. She put music to it. Did a good job. Thank you, Bridget. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend, and you can fill in the rest. You stumbled into ATOV Radio, a Wonderland production sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We are a group of writers that hang out at allpoetry.com. It's free to join. Find in the groups tab, the ATOV, a team of voices, knock on the door. Deborah Lee will let you in. The number here is 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. It's Hatterday Saturday. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the night. With me is the man from Down Under, the man from Snowy River, the Wizard of Oz, A.P. Taylor. How are you, A.P.?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Hatter. How are you?
I'm all right. It's hot in California. It's going to be a bad
and
summer.
Bloody cold. Bloody cold down here
in
Melbourne. You've been here. Felt it. You felt it. It's
yeah, really.
Shocking. I had to go out during the week and get myself a sort of surplus sort of army coat because it's so bloody cold, Hatter.
That's all right. Ah. Yeah, it surprised me when I was down there. I'll tell you what. And is Deborah with us?
Not as yet. No. But we have another caller. We have 440, Hatter.
Yeah, so Steven 76. How you doing?
Hello,
Steven.
Hi,
peaches,
David.
Man.
No, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie.
Yep. How about I really love you, peaches, want to shake your trees.
Oh, yeah, there's a good one.
Yeah.
It is a good one.
But, oh, yeah, you know what the First Amendment guarantees us?
Freedom of peaches?
About.
Yeah, freedom,
no.
Freedom of peach. Freedom of peach.
Silly me.
I just made that up. So that's my contribution to the show.
Well, that was like a liquid damage joke, Hatter. You sort of going down the liquid damage path. You realize that.
It was sort of like that. Yeah.
Anyway. Stephen had a piece. He did. He had a piece. And it's so we should put it on the board, because I know, Stephen, you know, you usually have 25 different places to be, and so we should do that. Hold on.
Yeah,
you
plus we're
time,
able to do more fireworks.
Say that again.
I said where we're at, they're shooting off fireworks, too. I don't know if you can hear them or not, but if you can, I apologize.
No, don't worry about it. Comes with the territory.
It's a good thing. It's up on the board, Stephen.
All righty. This is simply called Roses, Peaches, Plums. Of fingertips and taste buds on roses, peaches, plums, nuzzling on cardinal sheets until the slumber comes. End poem.
Until the slumber comes. Getting, that was pretty cute.
Cute.
Well, AP, what do you think?
Well, I think it's really cute. I like a brevity that doesn't sort of, you know, hang around too long and just sort of you throw it out there and you come back and it's already gone. You know, this is the briefest of brevities and it does a great job. Go for it.
I think it is. Four lines. Yeah.
Thank you.
You ever have a peach tree in your yard or a peach tree that you could go nuts at when it came in ripe?
No. My grandfather had a cherry tree, but never a peach tree.
Oh, wow. That'd be cool. Would have loved a cherry tree.
They're both a pit.
Deb's just joined us, too, by the way. Hatter, Deb's just joined us.
Hi, Deb. Hi, Deb.
Hi. Hello.
Happy peaches.
Right. We are talking peaches. And Stephen gave us a brevity. Roses, peaches, plums, Deb.
Yeah.
And it's briefly sweet.
I was putting something in the sound thing for Hatter, so I didn't get to hear it, but I'm going to take a look at it now.
Yeah. No, I can hear the fireworks in the background, Stephen. That's fun.
Thanks.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
There's fireworks behind Stephen. So it's fireworks there.
Yeah. Are you home, Stephen, or out by the lake?
We're out by the lake.
With the wind.
With the wind.
Anyway, it's all good fun. Now, Stephen, did you want to give us the lowdown on your shows upcoming?
Well, next week, on the 5th, Wednesday, it's my birthday show that Kay's doing for me. We've done a lot of my favorite movies, and we're going to focus on my second favorite Star Trek movie, which is Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country. So we have quotes in that direction. And or you just drop on by and say hi. Yes. Actually, for Star Trek VI,
we're going to
Plumber.
On one of the channels here, they've been going through all the Star Trek movies. They just had In Search of Spock. Before that was Khan. What's the name of the? I should know that. The name of the one with Khan. What's the name of that movie?
That's The Wrath of Khan.
The Wrath of Khan. Nemesis.
And too much for enough.
Nemesis
Wrath
comes
Khan,
later.
That's right.
Yeah. Thursday, Sky is going to go back to Star Wars, and since it's July, we will do a lot of Christmas and July stuff over in our room. So Sky is bringing the Star Wars Holiday Special, that wonderful holiday special that Lucas tried to bury. You can write to the characters quotes, scene rights, have some fun, geek out with Sky, and talk about probably one of the biggest failure Star Wars ever had.
What was it?
The Star Wars Holiday Special. It aired one time, and it was so terrible they never played it again. And Lucas tried to confiscate every copy there was, but he failed because you can watch it on YouTube if you want to try to sit through it.
Really? That's that bad, huh?
It is. It's terrible. I tried. I can't.
I never even
heard
of it.
Yeah, right.
It's got B. Arthur. B. Arthur is in it.
Oh, well, that'll do it. That'll
really?
That'll steal your movie right there.
Oh, yeah.
Maud.
Okay.
Interesting. And what night is that with Sky? Sky?
That's Thursday at 8 p.m.
Thursday at 8 p.m. All right. Cool. Be there.
And that's different from Star Wars and the puppets, Stephen, isn't it? That this was a whole creation of its own in its awfulness. Yes.
Yeah. It has no bearing at all on any of the movies. It doesn't. It's not like a part of it. It just kind of stepped to the side.
Well, there you go.
Was it little clippets from each movie, or did they recreate the characters all at the same place?
They had all the original cast pretty much was in it, but Harrison Ford did not want to do it, but because he was under contract, they made him do it, and that made him almost, after The Empire Strikes Back, I'm done. He wasn't going to come back for Return of the Jedi. That's why they froze him in carbonite, just in case he didn't return.
Oh, is that right? I think Return of the Jedi was the best. Yeah.
That'll teach you to go into contract negotiations. I actually really liked the Star Wars with the Muppets, especially the Miss Piggy as Princess Leia.
Those were cute. I kind of prefer the Family Guy and the Robot Chicken Star Wars, though.
Isn't that Pigs in Space?
Pigs in Space.
Yes, Pigs in Space was one of those great things to be.
It's a
marvelous sort of marvelous thing, really. So, I'm just trying to think of the Captain Link Hogthrop. I think it's brilliant. Loved his work.
There you go.
Julian Strange Pork.
Was that one of the episodes? Open up the pod bay doors, Ham.
Yes. Brilliant stuff. So, Hannah, you put your palm on the board. I noticed.
I did.
Now, Steve, did you
get it
stick
over.
Around, or did you have to disappear?
I'll hang for Hatters, then I better go.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. No dramas. Hatter, batter up.
Yeah, we'll see. I thought I knew everything there was to know. Goes like this. I thought I knew everything there was to know, why it was, how it got there, and where it all goes. I was suspended for thinking about it. I got lost searching for it. I tried screaming for it. Let me whisper in your ears things I know you want to hear. Apple peaches, pumpkin pie. No one can love you as much as I. I really love your peaches. I want to shake your trees. Pour some sugar on you, make you sticky and sweet. I want to kiss your fuzz and drink you slow. Dribble down my chin as far as you will go. You're like the food for the gods in a sticky sweet dream, smothered with sugar and covered in cream. And the apple peaches pumpkin pie is the Four Tops song. I really love your peaches. I want to shake your trees. It's Steve Miller Band. So thank you guys.
I was gonna say, yeah. So you've got a bit of Steve Miller Band, and you've got the and the Four Tops as well. And then you've got
love
peaches,
the Tops,
which are both. Yeah, it's kind of funky. I like where you finish. I like where you finish. I think that's fun. But, Deb, what did you think?
I thought it was cool, and I noticed that there was a little nod to Def Leppard in there as well when you poured the sugar.
Oh, you caught that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the title. I thought I knew everything there was to know, and then you found out it wasn't so. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, very nice. Yeah, true enough too. Stephen, did you want to say a few words about Jay Hatter's poem?
Yes, it's very, very well written. Hatter's rocking the food porn. I think that's the first time I ever saw you write food porn. I could be wrong, but I thought this was great.
Yeah.
I think I did one other one. I think there's another one.
Yeah, no, opening up the chapter of something new and different. So, where are we? Did we want to get Debs on the board next?
Sure. Go ahead. Load it up.
Get it. Hold on. Let me grab it. Well, Deb might have beaten me, but anyway, I'm going to try and go somewhere near it. And it is up on the board now.
Got it.
Okay. Mine's called 2.6 million-year-old fossil fruit. Here we go. Archaeologists out digging unearthed fossil fruit, then studied the locations those fossils are from. The fossils found are the stone pits from peaches, and peaches are symbols of longevity and wisdom. Written papers show cultivation in 2000 BC. For over 2.6 million years, the fruit is traced back. Countries all around the globe mention peaches fed to kings in banquets and served as snacks. Today, peach and nectarine crops are cultivated. For snacking, people eat peaches with freestones, dripping with juice and warmed from the sunshine. But for canning jams and preserved, it's clingstones. Peach crops today are dark yellow to dark red hues. They grow with short buds, and they're plumper, too, from the breeding that did not change the flavor. I like eating the warm, juicy peaches. Do you?
Mine's got to be cold. But, yeah, nothing was better than when the peaches came in. I thought this was very good, Deborah. I went and got some of the history of the peaches, but you took care of some of that. Thank you. AP, what did you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those fruits that has been around for a bloody long time, as Deb eloquently puts in her poem. And it is interesting that the basic sort of taste hasn't changed very much. I mean, they've gone and developed all sorts of different things to do, canning and all sorts of other processes, but basically the essence of the peach is the same as it was millions of years ago, and that's because it's bloody good. It tastes really cool. It's just a fundamentally you know, grapefruit, and I really like it. And so, yes, yes, I like the peach. End comment.
Thank you.
Steve, are you still here? You want to comment?
Yeah, I thought I'd hang for Deb since it was there on the board. Yeah, I thought this was great. It was an educational piece that rhymed. And, you know, I think in school if they'd have rhymed more often, I probably would have let it sink in better. But, yeah, I thought this was a great piece. And I think I'm going to have to stop at the produce section on the way home and grab some peaches now because I'm hungry. The delicious right, Deb.
Thank you, Steven.
Let's see, the specific name Persica refers to it as a widespread cultivation in Persia, modern-day Iran, from where it was transplanted to Europe. It belongs to the genus Prunus, which includes cherry, apricot, almond, and plum. It's in the rose family. The peach is classified with the almond in the subgenus Amadalis, due to their close relatedness. The kernel of this peach stone tastes markedly similar to almond. I didn't know that. Really. Peaches and nectarines are the same species, though they are regarded commercially as different fruits. I don't know. Did not know that. So it started in China. Yeah, when I ran, the Middle East was more easy to live in, more moderate. From Persia to the, then it goes to the States and the, and then to England and France. Glad, I surprised we didn't ruin it somehow. But nothing was better on the farm when in late July and August when the peaches came in. They came in last. All the other fruits and were already done. And you'd sit there out the back porch of the farmhouse, the first tree you see a row of trees, but the one main one that you see in the back was the first row of peaches. And it was the biggest tree. It had huge fruit on it because it got the most sun. Because I had no tree on the other side, the farm side. It was just a lawn. You'd sit there, you'd pick yours, and tell everybody, okay, that was mine, that was mine. Just hope to God that the birds didn't get it before it ripened totally. But huge peaches. Very good. I already got my peaches here.
Yes. Well, they are a sort of king fruit, Hatter. So as I said to you, for us, we don't get them in until September or October.
Yeah. What was really good, too, was you could take it and we would make homemade ice cream. We'd have to, even though my uncle had an electric one, I found out years later, he had an electric ice cream maker. He made us sit there and crank the damn thing.
Mm. Oh, wow.
But you'd tell you when you're making yours or you just slice up a peach in there. Oh, it's so good.
Well, there you
I'm
go.
Hungry. Where am I? Oh, yeah. Hey, Deborah,
do you know what the First Amendment guarantees us? Freedom of peach.
There you go.
That was a joke. It was funny, I guess. It's funnier in my head.
Well, you know, it was close, Hatter. I've got a story, and I've got a poem, and I've even got a topic for next week, Hatter.
What is it going to be?
Which one do you want first? Do you want the story? Do you want the topic? Or do you want the poem?
Give us the topic.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we've done this before. Deb will probably know. But I like it. I like the idea as a topic, which is steam.
Yeah. Okay. Steam.
You go a lot of ways with that. Yeah.
You got a lot of ways with steam. There's a lot of things you can do with steam.
know
that was so steam.
I don't think you did steam.
Steam clams. Who steams your very customers?
I like steam. I like steam. Steam's got style. Anyway, so steam.
Yeah.
Okay. My story. Okay.
Yeah.
My story. All
right.
About features and stuff. Yeah. There used to actually be, up in northern Victoria, there used to be a lot of stone fruit grown. But then the water from the rivers up there was over allocated, and so a lot of the stone fruit farms stopped because they couldn't the water that they needed to get the trees alive. Yeah. But there was a small group of about 10 farmers who kept it going just south of Swan Hill in a small town called Lake Boga. And if you go to Lake Boga, there's a small, gentle rising hill, and there's about 8 or 10 stone fruit producers, and you can see the trees. They go down in rows. They've got the nets all over them so that the birds don't go and steal all the fruit. And and they're big operations. And one of them is owned by one of the people I worked with up in Swan Hill. So I used to direct the business up there. And all of the senior people had their own farming operations on the side. And so they were accountants or taxation advisors or, you know, superannuation people or whatever, and then they'd be farmers.
Yeah.
And
the head of accounting
up there had peaches and nectarines. That was their thing. And they were one of the farmers that were left at Lake Boga. And these peaches and nectarines were absolutely amazing. But they didn't sell them in Australia. They actually exported their whole crop to China. And size of them was amazing. They exported the whole crop to China, sell them in Australia. Premium, super big ones. And they were just absolutely gorgeous, just beautiful. They really were. And so I remember getting a couple of trays of them and taking them home. And the kids ate them like locusts, you know. They had about four or five a day each, you know. And it was just, you know, remarkable. They were there one minute and gone the next. But they were just brilliant fruit. Lovely stuff. So,
was that many years ago? Because China
only 3-4 years ago, Hatter. Only 3-4 years ago.
Okay. I wonder why they imported them from Australia when I read that they grow 74% of the world's peaches.
They do, and these were super fine.
They want the best.
And so,
they
imported them because they were that bloody good.
Was there a name that they gave those peaches?
They were a special variety, and I can't remember the damn name now. But they were a special variety. I've got a feeling they're actually a local Chinese variant. So they're actually doing a super fine peach for China here, and then just sending it back. But these things were just beautiful. So anyway, there you go.
Yeah.
I miss them. Anyway, so that's that, and well, that's the topic, and I've got a poem. You ready?
You got a poem. No.
I got a poem. It's free verse. Go figure. It's free verse. So here we go. This is this is peach wine. And bear with me, but it goes a bit like this. I admit, in a British way, I'm partial to fish and chips, but not the way I've eaten fish in London, where the aim seems sloppy with maximum heat. I prefer crispness, whiting please, in foods and verbal communication, sweetly sour, like a peach. It can be cold, but let it have bite, just as oak does not need to slow my journey to fermented grapes, and the carafe seems much like the wrapping paper I dispense with into the recycling. get the cap off, and if we are talking caps, surely then that removes corkage, which takes me back to the fish, battered, in cardboard, without bones, and add lemon. Spare me the wooden cutlery. Okay, fancy, go lime. And add plenty of salt. I'm dying before most of this planet does. Sprinkle liberally. End poem.
Yeah, what I got to worry about? I'll be gone. Talking caps through that they would lose corkage. Was that a dig at the import tax or something? The corkage?
So the go here is, Hatter, that fancy restaurants add a charge for opening a bottle of wine, right?
Right.
And
because
mostly wine in the old days had a cork in it, and so you needed to get a corkscrew, and you needed to actually do some work to get the cork out, yeah, without stuffing it up.
Right.
Yeah. These days, the vast majority of wines don't actually come with a cork. They come with a metal top. And so there's no work in just screwing off a metal top, but they still charge corkage. And I'm like, what the? There's no work. You're just going to twist the cap, for God's sake. Why am I paying corkage? Anyway, sorry. Let me just go with the restaurant.
They must take the top off before they get to the table. They couldn't do that.
Yeah. But I mean, as I said, when they actually needed to get a corkscrew out, I had some sympathy, but, you know,
it's
not
just
now.
Bringing your own stuff into it. Okay, bringing your own stuff in.
Yeah,
that,
no. Exactly. It's just a, exactly right. Anyway, there you go. That's the case.
Pretty good. Well, good. Well, Deborah, what'd you think? That's a go line.
Can't hear me?
Yeah,
gotcha.
I thought it was cool, and I giggled too at the end. Who would have thought that we would have went through a conversation about fish and stuff when you said peaches? And on a side note, I was just writing that my maternal grandmother rarely ever drank anything, but on the very, very rare occasion that she did drink something, it would be a small amount of peach wine. You don't really hear about peach wine that much. And it would be something that whenever we took trips down to Florida, that we would pick up a bottle of peach wine for her in Georgia.
There you go. I kind of like the idea of the poem being called Peach Wine for a whole heap of reasons. So there you go.
And Stephen, are you gone? He's gone. I just popped off.
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. Do we have, was it Pee-wee? Somebody had a...
I had the palms on the board. I think we're all peached out.
Okay.
Yeah, we did all the palms that were on the chat, or on the topic board.
Okay, good. So, are we going to play fantasy football this year again?
I am.
I would assume so.
Are you?
Anna?
Okay.
Now that I've actually played it once, and I sort of have some idea about whether the ball's going backwards or forwards, so, you know, we'll see how we go.
And you did remarkably well, I thought. You had a solid team.
I fluked it. So, nothing wrong with that.
Who won the thing? Who won? That's right.
Oh, God.
I think you did. Yeah.
It's the only thing I've won in a long, long time.
I think you did. I think you did win it. And I think Joy came second?
Gress was.
Joy had a star.
He should have beat me.
Yes, she did. I tell you what, she's already in. Yeah, she had a good turn.
It's a shame that incident on the field changed everything around.
It really did. I do think
she would have kicked her.
Yeah. Well, it's like picking a horse and then having it, you don't know what happened. They don't even load them up. It's just, you know, not disqualified, but they just get pulled. Well, you're sort of stuck with it. Or your car racer gets in one of the wrecks early on. I know, it was just a bizarre thing. It was just bizarre, the whole thing.
Yeah,
and you couldn't complain. You couldn't complain because it was a guy's life, you know, and...
the most important thing is that guy's like, yeah, everything else sort of, you know, paled into insignificance, really.
You hit it on the head. I think for the guys that take it way too seriously, that really just set everything back. He just goes, you know. And I'm not talking our group didn't take it too seriously. We had a good group, but I know some of these guys are just, they go nuts on this fantasy thing. They just live for it.
Right, Hatter. Yeah, but I think you know, it was a really interesting moment of perspective for everybody. I thought everybody, you know, in our group, you know, look at the way it should have been taken, you know.
Yeah, playing football before, I mean, you go in and you get hit hard in the right spot, you do take that chance of that chest punch that can stop your heart.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's just the angle of the bangle, yeah, and it was just a sad thing to see. But,
it's a brutally hard game, and it was freaking scary. Adder, it just looked awful.
And then as far as the fantasy football, what could they do? I mean, you're gonna push somebody off somewhere.
Whatever they did, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Whatever they did was gonna, you know, somebody. So, anyways. Well.
And how come Brady's still in the news when didn't he retire again?
Yeah, but
he's still talking about him.
He's a personality hatter. He's gone from being a sports person to being a personality. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Maybe announcer. Work for ABC or something.
Yeah. There's a few of them. Every country has its retired sports star.
You know, the thing is, he's supposed to be just the nicest guy. He's just true nice guy. You know, I know Deborah hates him. Joy absolutely hates him.
Joy. Yeah, look, I'm from Australia. I don't know the guy.
Oh, you know what? Your jersey's going to be in the mail tomorrow.
Get out of here. Really?
No, yeah, I had to wait. I caught short.
That's the Jordan Mailata jersey, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
He is a great guy. He is a seriously great guy. And
the more I was looking at it hung up, the more I started liking it, man. It's a nice jersey.
No. Seriously, Jordan Mailata is a future, you know, Pro Bowler and. Who knows? He might even get it all the time. He is a fantastic player, and he has worked incredibly hard.
You can get it in what, like 5 days? Is that what it is? Five, seven days?
Something like that. I'm going to get it well before the season. I'll be wearing it when the season comes. You know, given you know the sort of Australian linkages to Philly. So there you go.
Yeah,
you put something on the board.
Yeah, Roald Dahl has a poem called The Centipede Song about peaches. I thought since we had so much time left, you might want to read it.
I can do that. Can I read it, Hatter?
Yeah, go for it. Who's it from?
I don't remember James and the Peach, for that matter. But anyway, I haven't read this one, I don't think. This is a Centipede Song by Roald Dahl. And it goes a little bit like this. I've eaten many strange and scrumptious dishes in my time, like jellied gnats and dandy prats and earwigs cooked in slime. And mice with rice, they're really nice when roasted in their prime. but don't forget to sprinkle them with just this pinch of grime. I've eaten fresh mush burgers by the greatest cooks there are, and scrambled dregs and stink bugs, eggs and hornets stewed in tar, and pails of snails and lizards' tails and beetles by the jar. A beetle is improved by just a splash of vinegar. I often eat boiled slobbages. They're grand when served beside minced doodle bugs and curried slugs. And have you ever tried toes and wampfish roes most delicately fried? The only trouble is they disagree with my inside. I'm mad for crispy wasp stings on a piece of buttered toast and pickled spines of porcupines and then a gorgeous roast of dragon's flesh, well hung, not fresh. It costs a pound at most and comes to you in barrels if you order it by post. I praise the tasty tentacles of octopi for tea. I like hot dogs, I love hot frogs, and surely you'll agree. A plate of soil with engine oil is a super recipe. I hardly need to mention that it's practically free. For dinner on my birthday, shall I tell you what I chose? Hot noodles made from poodles on a slice of garden hose, and a rather smelly jelly made of armadillo's toes. The jelly is delicious, but you have to hold your nose. End poem.
It came up when I researched famous peach poems, and there was no peach in it, but I thought it was pretty cool. So, anyway.
How's that?
I'd like to.
Isn't that funky?
That was. It's Seuss. It's very Seussian. And
it's got internal rhyme. It's got external rhyme. It's got rhyme length of 20,000. It's just fantastic.
The minute I heard the inner rhyme, it just like click. It was like, this is just too good.
Yeah. And it's got brilliant rhythm. Brilliant rhythm.
Lovely. You read it. Great. You can read it again.
Suits my voice down to the T, Deb. Just brilliant stuff.
Can we have you read it again?
I was going to say, it had good rhyme and flow all through it, sort of easy to read, like something that, say, Banjo wrote or something. But like I said, I don't know why it came up under the peach list, but it just seems so silly fun. I figured, why not?
Do you want to say goodbye to everybody, and then I'll read it to finish again?
Okay, that sounds good. I want to thank everybody for calling in. Did you want to say something, Derek?
Well, I was going
to
say...
Yeah, we've got shows coming up.
We have the shows coming up, and you made me load that song. You weren't going to play it?
We'll go out with it.
Okay, that works.
The Steve Miller song, The Joker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
And as far as the shows, on Monday at 10, we have another poem from the series featuring our fellow poets. This week we will be writing To the Words of Infinite Destruction. I have it paired with art by Gail Berry. The quotes have a touch of darkness, and the art does as well. So if you haven't already chosen your art, go ahead and grab it and then pick a quote to go with it, or vice versa. And Tuesday we're off because Pretty Bird's show will be on the 18th instead. And I'm thinking that we should have Sweet back for Into the Fire on Thursday.
Yeah.
Let's leave that go until we see if she's back from Wyoming.
I need me some sweet potato pie. Yeah, I hope she'll be back. She said in July. So.
Yeah.
Well, thank everybody for participating. Stephen, thanks for calling in. The poem that AP just read. Who's the poet? Was it from
Roald
a long
Dahl.
Time ago? Yeah, is that? I don't recognize the name.
Really?
Is he in like 18th century or what?
No.
No.
He's British writer.
He was born in 1916.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. And I passed away in 1990. Had a stack of books. Including James and the Giant Peach. James and the Giant Peach. That's where it was. James and the Giant Peach. Great, great book. And the book that was very successfully turned into a great movie, The Fantastic Mr. Fox. I love Fantastic Mr. Fox. A series of books, including Children's Book.
Yeah, he did BFG, Bigfoot Giant.
Go ahead, Ben. I looked up modern day poets. I wanted to see what was considered a modern day poet, award winning, whatever. Who was the better poets and how they wrote.
I would have thought you would recognize his name, Hatter, because his most famous work was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and he sold over 300 million copies of his books. Like I said, Matilda, Bigfoot Giant, James and the Giant Peach,
Fox.
So I guess it's because of James and the Giant Peach that the poem that AP just read popped up on the list.
When I went researching for the modern day poets, I ended up poets that were in their 20s, like in the 30s or the 20s, 40s, just to see. Do you know that in the United States we burn books? You can't find any poetry published in the 30s. I think it's part of the early 40s or the 30s.
No surprise, they there will burn them now. Especially in Florida.
Yeah. But they actually did. They thought poetry was code.
Seditious.
Yeah. I just thought that was amazing. I hadn't heard of that. Do you find anybody, laureates, any awards from like a decade and a half, like 15 years or something? Government didn't acknowledge poets. Thanks, everybody. It's going to listen. Thank you, Deborah. Always pleasant time on Saturday, spending it with you. AP Taylor, thank you, buddy. I'll get that in the mail to you.
Thank you.
Oh, I can't do this tomorrow. It'll be Monday. It'll be Monday.
No, that's cool. Works for me completely. Okie dokie, let me go back to the video tape. And Deb, you're going to hit the closing song, or that, or is it just going to play automatically? Or I don't know. Tell me.
Yeah. Well, it's under. You would have to refresh to see it, or else I could push it.
I'm in the studio about it.
Okay, well, hit refresh, and after is he still rereading that poem for you?
Yes.
That
was really good.
He rereads that, you can just go to S and hit the Joker.
Okay. Right.
Yes. Okay.
Well, while you're finding that header, I'm going to reread this beautiful poem by Roald Dahl, the Centipede Song. And it goes a bit like this. I've eaten many strange and scrumptious dishes in my time, like jellied gnats and dandy prats and earwigs cooked in slime. And mice with rice, they're really nice when roasted in their prime. But don't forget to sprinkle them with just a pinch of grime. I've eaten fresh mud burgers by the greatest cooks there are, and scrambled dregs and sliced eggs and hornets stewed in tar, and pails of snails and lizards' tails and beetles by the jar. A beetle is improved by just a splash of vinegar. I often eat boiled slobbages. They're grand when served aside. Minced doodle bugs and curried slugs. And have you ever tried Mosquitoes, toes, and wampfish rose, most delicately fried. The only trouble is they disagree with my inside. I'm mad for crispy wasp stings on a piece of buttered toast and pickled spines of pork rind and then a gorgeous roast of dragon flesh while hung not fresh. It costs a pound at most and comes to you in barrels if you order it by post. I craze the tasty tentacles of octopi for tea. I like hot dogs, I love hot frogs, and surely you'll agree. A place of soiled engine oils, a super recipe. I hardly need to mention that it's practically free. For dinner on my birthday shall I tell you what I chose? Hot noodles made from poodles on a slice of garden hose, and a rather smelly jelly made of armadillo's toes. The jelly is delicious, but you have to hold your nose. In pop.
Very good. And I can't get to that song. I can't get to that song. Some damn reason. Sorry.
Let me have a look. I'm just going to refresh.
Oh, I got
and
it.
And then I just got it.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. Because I speak of the pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. Because I'm right here. I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run.
Peaches want to shake your trees. Dee Miller. Thanks, guys.
Bye, everybody.